Yes, my number one tip on how to keep your dog happy is to remember to reinforce good behavior with attention and praise. Don't fall into the trap of ignoring your dog when it's behaving well and telling it off. Example, giving it attention when it's not. Number two is avoid the use of harsh training techniques. Your dog will respond much better to kind treatment. By the way, for those of you out there, harsh treatments are passé. Number three, obtain your puppy from the right environment where it'll have lots of interaction with the world and people around it, such as a puppy raised in a busy family home with children and other pets. And number four, systematically socialize your puppy early and get it used to its new environment, different noises and types of people, as well as cars, bikes, you know what I mean.
Mm-hmm.
And attend your puppy socialization classes in an area that you live in, and they are good and fun for you as well as your dog. Number five is keep the young kids under control. A dog can only put up with being pestered for so long. It hasn't got the ability to say, "You're stressing me out. Leave me alone."
Kids just don't know when to stop, and that's really key here, isn't it?
Yeah, well, the other problem is that they don't know how to read the dog's body language like we do. They only look at the dog's face, and mm-hmm. they think a cute little face, but they don't see the signs of stress. So if the dog gets up and moves away as a child walks towards it, a child automatically goes and follows the dog. But that's the first sign saying to the child from the dog, "Please, get out of my way. I don't want to be bothered." And then what happens is the child will follow the dog, and the dog starts to emit a growl, and before you know it, you have an altercation on your hands.
And we don't want that.
No, so you want to be supervised with your kids.
Mm-hmm.
Number six, attend training classes, like I've said before, that use only kind methods as far as training is concerned, and remember to practice at home. Number seven, encourage your dog to play games. Different breeds respond to different games. Find out what your dog enjoys best. And number eight, dogs should be exercised daily. Two reasonable walks a day are better than just one three-hour walk at the weekend. Remember, don't over-exercise your puppy, by the way. Don't take him out for a two-hour walk just because you think you're going to tire him out. Remember, the bones are still very, very soft. And you don't want your dog to have any future health issues later on. So you're better off to do a couple 20 minutes, 10 minutes one way, 10 minutes back home, and that should suffice your dog.
Now, does that go for a large dog and a small dog? I see people walking really tiny dogs sometimes, and the dogs seem to be having a lot of trouble keeping up. And then you see other people with large dogs who don't seem to have any trouble making it around the block. Do you have to be careful with a smaller dog in terms of length of walk?
I would think so. Smaller dogs have a hard time keeping up, and they can't go as long as a large dog. But having said that, in regards to puppies, large and small, you should keep the walk short.
Okay.
Okay. Number nine, periodically call your dog back to you when you're out walking. Place it on a leash and reward it with a brief game or a tasty treat, and then let your dog off again. Your dog will then learn that coming back to you is good, and being placed on the leash does not mean it's the end of the walk. Too many people complain to me that their dog is now getting wise to them calling them to go home, and now they refuse to come totally. So that's a good way to mix it up a little bit so your dog can't tell when you're going home and when you're staying.
They're often referred to as dumb animals, all animals in general, not just dogs, but they're not dumb at all, are they?
Who the heck said they were dumb?
When I was a kid, I used to say, dumb animals. And I don't think anybody meant anything nasty by it. It's just they're not as smart as humans. But I challenge that.
I challenge what you were taught when you were a kid.
Well, I was taught as a kid a long time ago. Yeah. Times were different.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. Number 10, give your dog something to do when it's left at home on its own. An activity toy stuffed with some tasty treats will help keep your doggy occupied. And those are my top 10 for this week.